Jags, you were punching that time card last night, boy. That was earning your paycheck, my guy. 16 runs. The A's, not the Brewers. Allen Iverson style, not in practice. We're not talking about a game, not a game. This was not the Brewers who were headed to the playoffs. This was the A's. That was UGLY, and the Nats didn't have an alibi.
Yeah, how you doing, Grant? I'm good. Thanks.
Good to see you, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Well, I mean, it's been a rough stretch. I mean, this team has been through a couple of those this year, but in a way, this almost feels more demoralizing when they lost 11 in a row, because in that streak, it felt like they could have won maybe 7 or 8 of those games. Here, they've been down early and down and out for most of the night. So, yeah, we're going deep into our preparation story time, just trying to keep it entertaining over the course of 3+ hours with all the pitches being thrown. So that's our job. You know, that's what we signed up for. So we're going to call a big league game tonight, and we're going to try to make it fun and entertaining, and hopefully this one will be a win.
Well, you guys did that. You kept me entertained. I mean, it was a busy game. There were a lot of runs. You could have a recap of this game would have taken 6-7 minutes probably. I mean, it was ridiculous action from the A's perspective. Jags, how about Cade Cavallo tonight? 3 years in the making, we'll see him on the mound for the second time ever.
Yeah, I mean, I punched it in. It's 1,076 days since his first, and that to this point, only big league start. You know, saw him walk in the clubhouse. He was greeting guys, big smile on his face. So this is a long time coming, and this is a big 6 weeks for Cade Cavallo. I mean, right now, from the way things have gone here in the second half of this season, the Nationals have need for starting pitchers. So they have to find out what they have in Cade Cavallo. He's a first-round pick. He was going to make the rotation in 2023 before he went down to Tommy John surgery. And so last year was a lost year after the year off from surgery. And, you know, did he dominate AAA? No, his ERA was over 6, but there were some good things. He averaged well over a strikeout per inning. He's been missing bats with his curveball and his changeup. His fastball has been hit hard. So let's see if he can command the fastball at this level. The A's proved last night they can hit a fastball that's in the middle of the plate. That's where Gore tried to live, and it didn't work. So we know he's got the good curveball changeup. So it's almost like a second big league debut for Cavalli. Hopefully he can stay healthy, finish the season on 2 feet, and make an impression to go into next year being a key part of this rotation.
Jags, one of the few bright spots on this team is James Wood, but not recently with the struggle that he's been in. What have you seen out of him during his struggles? And it feels like he's getting the ball a little bit better recently, but what do you see out of him?
Yeah, we're looking for anything. I mean, there was a hard ground out last night, and you're trying to grasp for that straw. It's just so many strikeouts, and what we've seen is when he doesn't go, the engine, that's not driving the train. So this offense has been kind of stuck in it, but you can't hang what's happened this homestand or the last couple of games in Houston on the offense. But yes, James Wood needs to get going again, and clearly maybe his swing was a little bit off. He was kind of jumping at the ball, not staying back and driving the ball with authority to left center field, which is the patented James Wood swing. And maybe the result of flying open, cheating a little bit, the pitch selection has been not what it has always been. That's always been his calling card. We compared him favorably to Soto last year with his pitch selection breaking into the big leagues as a rookie. And now it's been oftentimes taking strikes down the middle, chasing the breaking ball off the outside. Chase rate the last couple of games has been better. So again, we're looking for anything to signal a turnaround. And there's been a game here or there, but nothing consistent. So hopefully, he's got a lefty tonight. They got a lefty tomorrow he's going to face. Hopefully he can stay in there. We know when he's going well, he hangs in there against lefties and powers the ball to left center field. That's what we're looking for tonight.
Jags, one area of this ball club that's very healthy long term is the outfield. You mentioned Woods struggles currently in the short term, but I think we've seen enough to know this guy's going to be a star, maybe a superstar player for the Nationals. They've also got Dylan Cruz coming back from injury, the former number two pick. We've seen Dalen Lyle at the big league level. Bright future for him, perhaps, offensively. Robert Hassel is 4-for-9 since being recalled with 3 extra base hits. He's done some good things. What have you seen from Hassel in this second go-round? I know it's a small sample, but he seems like he's been able to drive the ball a little bit.
Confident approach. I mean, he talked about he felt he was a little bit passive as the at-bats piled up his first time in the big leagues, went down to AAA, started raking again right away, and has come up and has raked right away. So he's going to be in there against the lefty tonight. He was not in there, interestingly, against the righty in last night's game, came off the bench and hit a double in the 9th inning. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, Dylan Cruz has yet to go 9 innings, so they're obviously taking their time on his rehab, considering that he missed almost 2 to 2.5 months Miguel Cairo said today in his press conference, he's looking at this as almost like a mini spring training for Cruz. So he's going to at least finish this week, if not carry the rehab assignment into next week. So at that point, you've got a decision to make. When Cruz comes back, ostensibly to play every day, well, who sits? I mean, Daylen Lyle doesn't deserve to sit. Robert Hassel's playing well. Jacob Young has struggled a bit offensively the last week, but obviously gives you premium defense. So there's going to be options and decisions to be made, and tough decisions, because it's better to have too many choices than not enough choices. And right now they're going to have a lot of choices in the outfield.
Jags, appreciate the time. Hopefully we can call a win tonight.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a scoreless top of the first. Let's start with that.
That would be a baby step. We'll accept that, Jags. Thank you, buddy.
And we'll have fun nonetheless.
Yes, you will. Absolutely. We will be listening right here on The Fan. 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. Be good, Dave.